Global financial markets will welcome the Greek Parliament's vote to approve the austerity bill, but there is still the question of Greece's ability to stick to the harsh terms of the bailout. Joining me now in the studio is our business editor, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, how critical was it for investors for the Greek Parliament to approve the measures today?
Eleanor, financial markets have been wavering on this vote. At the weekend, stocks in Europe and Wall Street ended lower because of concerns that Greek politicians might once again succumb to the pressure and veto the measures. So it was pretty critical to get something out today so the Northern Hemisphere could absorb the positive news when markets open again later this evening. We've already seen some positive reaction here in Australia, where the Greek Parliament's approval of the measures pushed the All Ordinaries Index higher. Earlier, a 1% fall had been expected. So some all-important confidence that a disorderly default in Greece is less likely. But as we've seen over the past year, promises have been made and broken, and Eurozone finance ministers, the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank will, of course, remain sceptical until they get through the fine print.
And there's still debate about whether Greece should remain in the Eurozone. Where does today's vote put that argument now?
Well, kicking Greece out of the Eurozone is a big argument, but it's not as easy as that. If it was, Greece would have been evicted months ago, but that would certainly condemn the country to long-term decline and, of course, depression-like conditions. Of course, the pain will be immense for Greek taxpayers, and there is a running argument that Greece should be treated like Argentina, which defaulted back in 2002. A decade later, Argentina remains a big credit risk, although its economy has recovered. But importantly, Argentina has a population of around 40 million, while Greece has around 11 million, and without a strong industrial base, it can't compete. Certainly can't compete being a member of the Eurozone. Professor Faribors Mashirian of the Australian School of Business at the University of New South Wales says that if Greece left the Eurozone, it would be staring down a catastrophe.
Not only the country will be bankrupt, but also the companies within Greece, which now have their debt in euro currency, have to suddenly translate this money into their national currency. That means their debt will increase by 70 to 80%. And so the unemployment of 20% that they have now may end up to be 40 to 50%.
Almost unimaginable. Professor Faribors Mashirian there. So, Peter, one of the companies exposed to the Eurozone crisis is Leighton Holdings. But today it announced problems on another front. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, Leighton is one of the many companies right around the world exposed to what the outcome from the Eurozone crisis is. But on another front, Leighton told the Stock Exchange earlier this morning that it had been dealing with the Australian Federal Police about a possible breach of ethics that could contravene Australian law. This, according to Leighton, relates to one of its subsidiaries and payments made in the expansion of offshore loading facilities for crude oil in Iraq. Now, the AFP has made no comment this morning other than to say that Leighton flagged this matter of alleged improper payments back in November. Leighton says it's not yet known if there has been any actual illegal conduct. Now, news of this investigation has overshadowed Leighton's half-year profit results released this morning, and that was a 57% increase of $340 million. But, of course, one of the big talking points will be those alleged breaches, and Leighton's is clearly concerned about that matter.
Indeed. Business editor Peter Ryan.